This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know, you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your...
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
All right. Wellness Wednesdays. Rush to Reason. Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And I've got a couple of guests that will join us in just one moment. Eric and Lewis from Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. I told you that yesterday, that we'd be talking about just indoor air quality, boilers, things like that. So hang tight. We'll get to them in just one moment. Yesterday's impossible question. 63% of people say this happens to them every day. The answer was they forget what day it is. 63%. That's a high number, by the way. Hopefully that's not one of you. Our listeners, again, answer our impossible questions on the RushToReason.com website. Today is, what do over half of us do when we go grocery shopping? The choices are buy some candy to eat on the way home. Hopefully that's not you on Health and Wellness Wednesday especially. Go down every aisle, look into other people's carts, or pay cash. So let's get Eric and Lewis rolling here as we get going into Health and Wellness Wednesday. Eric, how are you? Absolute Electric Heating and Air. How are you this day, sir?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for joining us very much. And Lewis, thank you as well, owner of Absolute Electrical.
Yes, sir. I am here. Thank you for having us, sir.
Oh, very, very much. Very glad you guys are here. All right. So I'm going to ask both of you the impossible question. What do over half of us do when going grocery shopping? Thoughts? Lewis, you first.
I'm a candy guy, man.
Well, Eric, you're a candy guy. Lewis, what about you?
No, this is Lewis.
Well, that's Lewis. Eric, what about you? What are you?
Yeah.
I'm a go in and get out kind of guy.
Yeah, me too.
Coffee most of the time.
Yeah, me. I am that as well. I'm just the let's get in, get out. I'm on a mission. I don't want to dink around. So, all right, guys, let's talk about, first off, indoor air quality. Lewis, we'll start with you. I know that you guys have got the ability to help folks when it comes to, you know, indoor air quality, given the fact that this is Health and Wellness Wednesday, and why I wanted to have you on was, you know, this time of year especially, and I know it sounds odd, but believe it or not, my allergies are typically worse in the fall than they are the spring months. And a lot of that, I know, has to do with what's going on in the air, the dust, the wind, the dryness, and so on. What do you have, you know, that you guys can help when it comes to indoor air quality? Because HVAC is really sort of the center of what's going on in somebody's home, especially when it comes to forced air heat. What can you do to help them?
Yeah, there's a number of products that we have, you know, as far as indoor air quality and air purification. We've got, you know, UV lights that will take, you know, bacteria and viruses out of the air. We've got lots of all kinds of different filtrations. We've got electrostatic filters for your furnace. And Eric can talk a lot about this, because not only being a boiler guy, he is an expert on indoor air quality as well. So, Eric, I'll let you add on to that.
Yeah, you know, indoor air quality, you know, the EPA says that our indoor air quality in our own homes is worse than it is outside.
Wow, I didn't know that.
And then, like, yeah, and then also when we're opening our windows, like this time of the season, we're not running our air conditioners.
Right,
we're not really running the furnaces, but we're we're bringing all this other stuff inside our air. So we're, you know, with humidifiers, with UV lights, you know, the UV lights in today's market, I mean, they're killing viruses. They're sanitizing, scrubbing, cleaning. They take away odors. And filtration. I mean, filtration is huge in a home. Like Lewis said, electrostatic, it's kind of like the bug zapper, per se, you know, that you have out on your porch. As these molecules come through the system, you know, they're so small, they're permeating through things. And as they run through, these types of filtration and UV lights is basically zapping it before it goes through the heat and incubates. And then, you know, that's reasons why everybody in the house is sick. It's because one person contracts, then the next person, and there's just not proper filtration, UV lights, and things to that extent.
All right, so I'm assuming that you guys, Lewis, can come out, do everything Eric just said a moment ago, and do an evaluation of what's actually there. You know, how often is that air circulating? What do things look like, not only in, you know, the furnace end of things, but the AC side of it as well, which, even though they may be contained in the same unit, they're functioning totally different as far as how things pass through. And I'm assuming you guys can come out and give an evaluation and let somebody know what it takes to fix that.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, that's definitely our forte, because our goal is to make your home as comfortable and as safe and as healthy as humanly possible. And indoor air quality is a huge thing. And one thing about indoor air quality is most people don't think about that. There's lots of other things they think about in their home, but when it comes to the quality of air in their house, they think, I'll open a window and I'm okay. And sometimes, depending on where you live, that could be doing more harm than good. But yeah, it's always a free in-home evaluation. And we do have a little tester kit that, you know, we will take a swab, we'll swab some of your air returns, we'll put it in a little tester kit, and it will open your eyes to show you what it is that you are breathing in.
Okay. All right. Eric, when it comes to I know you're the boiler expert at the absolute, you know, electrical end of things. And by the way, everybody listening, not all HVAC companies handle, you know, the boiler end of things. So, you know, Eric, you're there, you're able to do that. And I guess a question, you know, as somebody that has, you know, hot water heat myself, so I've got actually two systems in my house. You know, I do have air conditioning, so I've got air handler units that are pushing air, circulating, and doing all the things we just mentioned a moment ago. But yet, when I get into the cooler, you know, end of the season, you know, when the furnace in most cases would have to come on, in my world, it's the boiler coming on, heating the heat, you know, the hot water heat then is what's heating the house and so on. And I have kind of a hodgepodge, because really it's a mixture of those two systems. And at times, one's doing one thing in part of the day and the other's doing the other part at another part of the day, depending upon the temperature.
Yeah. Yeah, so you got what we call as a hybrid. On the hot water side, is it baseboard? Do you have baseboard or do you have in-floor radiant heat on your home?
I'm really unique because I have a combo of both.
Okay, so you got a hybrid system is what I call it.
Yeah, and it's a total hybrid because I've got, you know, air handlers to handle the AC side, yet part of the house that's been redone and is newer has radiant floor heat. Other parts of the house have got, you know, radiators at the bottom. So literally, yeah, I have a total hodgepodge, if you would.
Yeah, it's what I call hybrid. You got a high temp, low temp type system, and it runs on two different. The hybrid means that with the high temp, you got to get X amount of BTUs out of those baseboard registers or radiators, which takes a higher. It takes 180 degrees to deliver the BTUs out of those emitters, where if we send 180 degrees through your floors, well, that's going to ruin the integrity of your, if you've got gypcrete, you got tile, the wood, electrical wiring, et cetera. So we want to make sure that we're maintaining those two temperatures to deliver the comfort in the home, for one, and then also to protect the home.
Okay.
You know, when you don't do the protection as needed, you're going to start getting squeaky floors. You're going to start having gypcrete. The concrete's still going to start breaking. If you have pets and you're running the in-floor at too high of a temperature, you're going to have you're going to know where those hot spots are, because the dog's going to move to an opposite area where it's not.
Sure. Before, makes sense. No. So, all of that makes total sense. And again, it is a, you know, in my world, I've got, you know, an instant hot water heat that provides, you know, the heat for the actual heating of my home, plus I've got a storage tank, and that storage tank is what's also assisting when it comes to having enough water. And again, I've got a weird system where the guy before me that owned the house was pretty particular when it came to these things. So I've actually got storage and instant hot water heat at the same time. And again, it takes the right understanding of that, and to your point, Eric, the right individual to know all of those things to make it all function properly.
And it is, you know, it's one of those things. And the other thing is, you know, trying, depending on what type of boiler, if it's a modulating condensing or if it's cast iron. I mean, if we're running a cast iron boiler at lower temperatures, well, we're causing other issues. So, but depending on the system and what you have is based on how we provide that comfort and get everything and as most energy efficient as we possibly can out of the system.
Sure. No, it's exactly, you know, thank you. That's exactly right, which really what a lot of folks right now, especially with our energy prices where they are, that's where a lot of folks are really, you know, trying to figure out how they do this, how they save money at the same time, and so on. And again, and I want to make sure I emphasize this, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, but not every HVAC company out there can handle, especially my type of system, to where it's this hybrid, weird, unique system, correct?
Yeah, you're 100% correct.
Yeah, definitely correct. In fact, I mean, even the companies that, most companies do not do both. Even some of the companies that claim to do boilers, I would take that with a grain of salt, because many times you will find out, like Eric said, there's a lot of other factors that go into, you know, your boiler system, where a less skilled, less seasoned technician is just going to want to get your boiler in there or make a repair that on the surface seems is going to fix it, and it could be causing other problems. It's very important to make sure that the person that's working on your boiler has the credentials, because as we both know, and John, you know, the boiler is not exactly a cheap thing to replace.
No.
So if something's done wrong on that, that's a very big ordeal. That's very costly. And a lot of times that can be avoided if the proper technician with the proper knowledge is working on it.
All right, guys, hang tight. That's a great segue. We'll come right back. Questions, by the way, if anybody has anything specific, like even I do when it comes to this particular topic and the air quality, things along those lines, please give us a text message. I'll get that question asked quickly, 307-200-8222. And by the way, anytime you have a question for Eric or Lewis, I have the ability to get in touch with those guys directly. So if you've got a question, you need an answer to that, please let me know. We can get that answered. Again, 307-200-8222. We'll come right back, though. We've got Lewis and Eric both from Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. We'll be right back. In the meantime, Franktown Firearms is next. And again, don't forget, folks, about all the different things they've got going on at Franktown Firearms, where they can sell you, if some cases, your very first gun. In some cases, you're seasoned. You're just adding to the collection. Or you want to know more about tactical fun nights. Whatever it happens to be, they've got you covered. That's Franktown Firearms. Find them at klzradio.com, 720-770-7777.
Join a community of people who value self-sufficiency, the ability to protect their families, safety around firearms, and most importantly, fun. Sign up for a tactical fun night at Franktown Firearms. The team at Franktown Firearms fosters a non-competitive, welcoming atmosphere for shooters of all levels. Instead of competing against each other, they encourage you to compete against yourself. That way, everyone motivates each other to improve, from staff to members to first-timers. Tactical fun nights at Franktown Firearms are designed to be a starting point where beginners can become part of the family. People of all skill levels are invited to practice moving and shooting as you duck around barriers. You don't need a gun to participate. Buy your own ammo, and they will provide a pistol free of charge. Experience the rare feeling of camaraderie you will only find at Franktown Firearms, where friends are made. Find them now at klzradio.com/Franktown.
All right, Barber's Foods is next, folks. And honestly, folks, if you want the best, doesn't matter whether it's pork, beef, bison, chicken, you name it, they've got it all. And their air-chilled chicken, which, by the way, we were talking about here at the office here just a few minutes ago, it is literally the best chicken that you'll ever find, ever. And I mean that sincerely. It really is the best there is. The best way to find Barber's, by the way, is go right to the website. It's Ranch Fresh Meats, that's with a Z, ranchfreshmeats.com. Look for Barber's Foods there. While you're there, don't forget to register for the free box of 12 packages of award-winning Beeler's Breakfast Sausage. Again, that's Barber's Foods, ranchfreshmeats.com.
Barber's Foods will only source from family farmers who don't take shortcuts. This month, receive 4 free packages of Beeler's breakfast sausage with any order over $100. Greg with Barber's Foods personally visits every farm to see how they raise the animals so that he may guarantee the quality of the meat. He carefully oversees how each family processes and packages the meat to guarantee your beef will stay fresh in your freezer. Right now, Barber's Foods has ground beef in stock for less money than retail stores. Place an order over $100 in the month of October to receive 4 free packages of Beeler's breakfast sausage with your order. For KLZ listeners in the Denver metro area, Barber's Foods will deliver straight to your doorstep. To show their appreciation for their customers, Barber's Foods gives away meat every month. In October, enter to win a free case of Beeler's breakfast sausage at barbersfoods.com for meat without shortcuts.
Join a growing team that will be keeping cars of the future on the road. Become a glass installer with Novus Auto Glass in Sterling, a full-service automotive glass shop that offers repairs, replacements, and ADAS recalibrations. Novus needs a fast learner with a good work ethic to help with mobile and in-shop services in Sterling, Colorado. They will provide training, but mechanical experience is a must. Work in a clean, well-organized shop with a small team environment, competitive wages, regular raises, and a daily variety of duties. Benefits are available as well as opportunities to advance. You must be able to pass a background check, lift 50 pounds, climb on ladders, and have full body movement. You will also need reliable transportation to and from work. Apply now on Facebook, in person at 932 Hamilton Street in Sterling, or by calling 970-520-2525. All applications will be viewed. Replies will be sent to those who qualify. Incomplete applications will not be considered.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Lewis and Eric, both from Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with us. We're talking about indoor air quality, boilers. It's that time of the year, folks, to where, you know, furnaces are getting kicked back on. It was 30. I don't know about you guys, Eric and Lewis both, but it was 33 degrees at my house up in Golden this morning. So, you know, it is that time where I could, you know, again, I could feel my heat kicking on. I'm sure others are doing the same thing. You know, Lewis, when it comes to that end of things and folks looking to get some things done, A, how do they make an appointment? How far behind are you guys, or are you? In other words, if they need something done, how does that function at Absolute?
Yeah, no, we have multiple ways for them to reach out to us. We can do text messaging. I believe all of our contact info you guys do have.
We do. It's on the website, klzradio.com.
Yep, exactly. Absolutely. They can call us and speak with one of our customer representatives. They could also send us an email at info@absolutefix.com. And that's really the best way to get a hold of us. Our customer service is our big thing. So whatever's convenient for the customer, they're going to give us a call. Our availability, you know, we stagger our schedule. So we definitely, you know, we have our normal projects and people that are scheduling things in advance. We have our normal routine maintenance for our membership club members that are calling us to get that taken care of. But we always leave capacity on the schedule for a demand call. If you find yourself in a situation where, you know, you wake up and it's, you know, 30 degrees outside and it's, you know, 44 degrees in your house and you have a problem. So, we are very, very accommodating. And as far as, you know, scheduling for service calls, like I said, we have immediate availability. And as far as if you need something larger done, like if we realize that, you know, or you're in the market, you want a new boiler or a new furnace, you know, typically we get you scheduled right away. It's just a matter of getting the equipment in. So, so usually the equipment takes a day or two to get in, and then we're ready to go if we don't already have it in stock.
All right. I also know that the Absolute Advantage membership helps with a lot of that as well. Explain that quickly and how folks can sign up for that as well.
Yes. So our Absolute Advantage membership, it's normally $329 for the year. Obviously, for KLZ listeners, that is free. All you have to do is text or call us and let us know that you heard us on KLZ. We will gift you that membership. What that membership entails, there's a laundry list. Per year, you get about $1,600 worth of free services. The main high points are you're going to get a 10% discount on all of our standard services. You will get a 5% discount on any large equipment up to $500 off. You get priority scheduling, so you will get moved to the front of the line. Okay. Also, as far as after-hours calls, you get priority and you get discounted rates. It's a 50% discount on our after-hours emergency service fee.
Awesome.
You also get your 3 free visits with us per year, so that's going to include one visit for your heating system, to make sure that that's all up to par, right? You know, usually this is the time of year where we're really busy with those.
Right.
We're going to do the same thing for you in the spring to make sure your air conditioner is up and running and it's going to fire properly when you need it to. And then you're going to get a safety visit for one of our electricians. We're going to go through, take a look at your panel, test your breakers. We're going to test your smoke detectors. We're going to make sure your grounding is proper. And we're going to do a thermal panel scan on your panel just to make sure that all the connections are tight to maybe detect something that the blind eye cannot see, or
nice.
The naked eye can't see.
Nice. All right. Eric, back to the boiler end of things. When it comes to, you know, folks that, you know, and again, they have made, for those of you that are listening that maybe have old boilers, and Eric, you know, speak to this. I know there's a lot of folks out there that might have hot water heat, have an old boiler. I know just from personal experience that the new boilers, while in and of themselves are very expensive, the reality is the amount of savings because of the efficiencies that are now in a new boiler versus an old. What are people gaining if they switch over to a new style boiler?
Well, the first thing is if they go to a newer modulating condensing style boiler, if the customers, because I know a lot of the customers are out in different areas, if they're on propane, if they're on LP gas, it is so expensive per gallon. By going to what's up to, you know, a lot of these boilers are they're rated at 95 up to 97% efficient per the correct install.
Okay.
In that sense. So, you know, most cast iron boilers, they say they're 80% efficient, but realistically, you know, derating the appliances and being at elevation where we're at, you're not getting that true 80% out of it regardless. So the savings... The savings in your utility consumption is probably going to be between 27% to upwards. I mean, some of my customers up in the high country were saving 50% of their propane expenses.
Wow.
By just replacing their boiler.
That's major.
And engineering it correctly. That's the key. Because you get a lot of guys that, oh, we're going to throw this boiler on the wall. Well, if it's not piped right, if it isn't engineered correctly, you're not saving anything, you know, in that sense. And then you've got this other side of boilers now that they've got, and they've been in the marketplace for a good 10 to 15 years now, but they're combis. So you said you had a storage tank in your home.
Correct.
That's an indirect water heater that the boiler's heating that water through a coil and so forth. Well, these combi boilers, based on square footage of the home, you're now... in a little tiny package, because boilers are huge, you got a wall-hung boiler that's not only doing your heat, but it's also giving you continuous hot water.
Correct.
To your fixtures at up to 97% efficient.
Correct.
And I won't go too much, but, you know, these modulating condensing boilers have what's called a turndown ratio. By using outdoor resets with curves and sensors and so forth, that boiler can be running anywhere from, say, 17,000 BTUs up towards 199,000 BTUs based on what thermostats are calling. So you're not using that true output. Mm. You're using a range in between. So hence, that's where you get those efficiencies.
Makes sense.
And knock that utility bill back.
Makes total sense. I get where you're coming from. My point is for folks listening where they think, well, everything works fine. I turn the heat on. It works great. You know, look at what you're in. Have you guys out. Look at the system. Find out what kind of actual cost savings could be had with some upgrades. And some of these new, and correct me if I'm wrong, Eric, but some of these new, you know, what you call combo heaters, I guess you could call them, the instant type heaters where they're literally mounted on a wall, not down on the floor like a lot of the old boilers are. The reality is those things have such advancements, to your point a moment ago. And if I'm not mistaken, Eric, some of these things you can even, through an app and things on your phone, even see what they're doing, when they're doing it, and so on. So if you're somebody that's out of town and you're away, you literally can even check to see what's going on with the boiler itself remotely. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes, it will even notify you if you're out of town. It'll send you a text message saying that there's a fault sensor, or it'll send you a text message saying, hey, service is due. They are, you know, integrated, the communication.
Which for a lot of folks that have hot water heat, where that's the only thing heating the house, and granted, with the furnace, it's a similar situation, but you know what I'm talking about when we're going down this path. There's so much more involved here in this type of system. Even though they're efficient and they work really well, there's more going on there than there is a typical furnace, correct?
Oh, yeah, there is a lot. You've got you've got circulators. A lot of people in the industry, they call them pumps.
Right.
But they're not pumps. They're circulators. So there's a lot of components within a hydronic system. And depending, I mean, it could be one zone valve with one thermostat in the house, or you can be as many as I've had homes that have 25 plus thermostats in the home.
Right.
So
and probably have
half
and probably have a dozen or more in that case, a dozen or more circulator pumps.
Yes, yes. And a lot of and that's another reason, ways of going efficient, because if you know how to design correctly, well, we only need two or three circulators instead of 7, 8, 9, or 10, mm-hmm. based on the GPM and the flow rates and things to that extent. And it all goes back to getting a thorough evaluation of the home and seeing what is really going on there, and then going forward. And there are enhancements that can be added to these older boilers also to get a little bit better efficiencies, air elimination, and other processes by just adding a few things. And just a good thorough evaluation of the system. I mean, you a lot of customers know a lot more than what they probably want to after being educated of what's going on, but it's really good to have good hydronic technician in their home to just give them the honest exact opinion on what's going on.
Awesome. And I had a text message come in, by the way, that said, has a friend in South Dakota put a new boiler in a couple of years ago. Her home probably was about 2,200 square foot or so, but in the dead of winter in South Dakota, not more than about 40 to 50 bucks a month because of all the things, Eric, you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, it's factual. It truly, again, and it all goes back to that the right person that's engineering the system mm-hmm. to the existing home.
Got
and
it.
The floor plan that's in the home. It's just spending time and really, really being thorough with things.
That's awesome. Lewis, I appreciate it very much. I'm going to let you go. Eric, I'll let you go as well. Guys, I appreciate it very much. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, John. We appreciate it.
No, really great. Have you guys back again. This is just fantastic. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. Guys, again, thanks. I appreciate it very much. We'll move on. Gino's Auto Service is coming up next, folks. And just like your heating and cooling system and all that going on in your house, Gino's can take care of your vehicle in much the same way, and it needs to be maintained and taken care of as well. Gino's Auto Service. It's Gino's with a J, 303-794-6700.
This month at Gino's Auto Service in Littleton, receive a new set of windshield wipers with any service over $50. It won't be long before the cold weather returns, so now is a good time to make sure your vehicles are serviced and in good condition. At Gino's, any maintenance or repair work on your vehicle comes with a NAPA Peace of Mind warranty covering parts and labor for 36 months or 36,000 miles. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. This month only, take advantage of free windshield wipers with any service over $50 when you mention this ad on KLZ. For over 38 years, Gino's has been serving customers all along the Front Range. Gino's is AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Be sure to check out Gino's excellent Google reviews. Stop in or visit them online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
All right, Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning. Michael is here on Wednesdays, by the way, doing his show as well, 2:30 to 3 o'clock. He is our mobile estate planner. Make sure that your estate is in order today, 720-394-6887, or find him at klzradio.com.
Consider two women. Alice has never given much thought to what would happen in a medical crisis. Jane has an estate plan with Michael Bailey Law. On the same day, both of them are rushed to the hospital for emergency surgery. Alice's family doesn't know what to do, so they start fighting about who will decide. Jane's family turns to her oldest daughter, to whom Jane has already granted power of attorney. Make your choice at klzradio.com/estate.
Buy an investment, not a job. Because John Rush has bought and sold his own businesses in the past, he has learned the hard way what happens when you purchase a disorganized company. You end up buying a job. John knows what it's like to work 80 hours a week just to keep a business afloat. He's not a broker, but he can spot the difference between a well-run company and a chaotic one. Hire John Rush to evaluate a business before you buy it. Email John at rushtoreason.com.
Black Lives Matter has received hundreds of millions of dollars from Democrat donors.
Kit Munson here. Thursday, author, speaker, and expert on the radical left's tactics, David Horowitz talks about his new book, I Can't Breathe, How a Racial Hoax is Killing America. Radio show host Deb Floor explains why she is running for U.S. Senate against Michael Bennett. Award-winning realtor Karen Levine shares updates on the metro real estate market. All this Thursday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m. right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
October 15th to December 7th is when all people with Medicare can change their Medicare plans and prescription drug coverage. Kirsch Insurance Group can help you tailor your plan to your individual needs. Find Kirsch Insurance Group's contact info at kimmunson.com.
Stay in touch with Rush to Reason by liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/rushtoreason.
All right, we're back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, this Health and Wellness Wednesday edition. Nicolette Pace is with us, and actually been on with us before, so welcome back. Thank you for joining us here on Rush to Reason.
Thank you, thank you.
All right, eight foods that fight wrinkles, and by the way, she is founder of Nutrisource, Inc. It's Nutrisource.org, which there's a lot of great resources, by the way, on your website, Nicolette. But eight foods that fight wrinkles. I think as folks get older, I just turned 57 myself, and none of us like those wrinkles, and yet they come as we age, but we can do some things to prevent them, right?
Absolutely, and wow, it's not 57 or 67, it's 35.
Hey, there you go. Thank you. Thank you.
So the youngins out there, get on the horse and get to do something.
Yeah, I don't feel 57. I mean, I am, but I don't feel it, and I think a lot of folks would agree I most days don't look it because I try to do things, you know, correctly, eat right, and take care of yourself and so on. Before we get going here, though, what are some of the things that folks are doing that is not helping their skin and how they age and so on? I mean, what are things out there that are their enemies before we get into the things that are their friends?
Well, from a dietary perspective, it's imperative that you fuse your body with nutrients from produce and healthy plants and other proteins, which combat what we're all facing, which is the environmental damage that is existing. So infusing your body with these nutrients actually combats the UV, oxidation and all the other things that we're going through.
Okay.
And diligently doing it, wow, it will take care of your skin tissue, the epithelial tissue, all the way down deep inside. And you won't look your age. And don't forget, I'm 150.
Yeah. And you look really good for 150, by the way, so I'll give you
how
that.
How do you know, really?
Well, you know, let me just say this. The pictures on the website, you look really good for 150. Let's just say that.
I'm embarrassed. I'm blushing.
All right. So the friends that will help us. I know you just mentioned a couple of those a moment ago, but there are things and even regimens that folks can go through, even dietary-wise and supplement-wise. Give us some tips on how to help things, you know, as we age, not wrinkle up so bad.
Well, you definitely want to go with color. So something like tomatoes or the carotenoids, the vitamin A is coming from plants. And it's proven in multiple research studies that 6 weeks of taking in these types of foods will change your complexion. So you're no longer sallow and like gray looking. You have a rosy, healthful glow. Plus, on the inside, it's fighting off all of that damage that occurs with aging, which is a change in the DNA structure and leading to wrinkles and, you know, not good looking skin.
Are all, I'm going to ask a dumb question. Are all wrinkles, in other words, as we age, is that avoidable, or are there just a certain amount of wrinkles we're going to get because of time being, our enemy? Or can you literally, age well and not have any at all if you do things correctly? For a lot of those younger folks that are listening to me that are in their even, late 20s, is there the ability to age and still look like that when you're 70?
Yeah, definitely. Because the skin will be plump. It will be the protein structure underlying collagen and elastin that will be supportive. And one of the main culprits with premature aging has to do with excessive amounts of sugar and fat. So they produce AGEs, what they call ages, and ALEs. And the AGEs are basically all the excess sugar in your bloodstream. It's kind of like It surrounds a protein molecule, kind of like an M&M.
Okay.
And you get leathery skin. You won't look good.
Without, I mean, again, asking really dumb questions, but for the majority of people around the world, not just here in the U.S., but around the world, as they age, they get, you know, almost a leathery look, I guess would be the best way to say that. Is that from just the skin loosening up because of the things that you're mentioning, you know, through our dietary, you know, needs and so on? I mean, I guess where I'm going with this, Nicolette, is there's a lot of folks that don't change their diet. In fact, a lot of folks eat fairly healthy, and yet as they age, they still end up with loose skin, wrinkles, things along those lines. Is it just because they're not eating the right things, or what's happening there?
This is some of that is true. Some of it is pretty much genetic, which is going to come from different regions of the planet where the skin is kind of different. But the other confounding effect has to do with the sun exposure, the environmental hazards,
okay.
Alcohol, you know, lots of things like that.
Okay.
And,
so lifestyle.
A high diet of lifestyle. Animal protein.
Really, what you're saying is it's our lifestyle choices that really create a lot of this. Now, when it comes to, you know, sun, I mean, we all need vitamin D. We need to be in the sun a certain amount and so on. And I also know that there can be an excess of anything. I mean, everything is good in moderation and balance. But if we get too much of it, you end up getting, how should I say this, out of balance in a lot of those areas. So when it comes to sun, how do you have the right balance there? Because we do need vitamin D, and I believe we should get some of that naturally, not just through supplements. So how do you balance that?
Well, one of the things that people may not realize is that sunscreen actually inhibits your vitamin D, intake in your body.
Okay.
Quite interesting. And most people don't know that. It's a limited amount of exposure, but a lot of other things that we take, even cholesterol-lowering meds, you need cholesterol in your body to produce vitamin D. So if you look at, let's say, the Nordic population, they, in fact, they have very limited amounts of sun exposure, and they supplement their diet with fatty fish and the like, and they do quite well. This is a combative effect of a Western diet where it's an excessive amount of sugar and negative fats and not enough like produce that will work within. And this, a lot of this is unavoidable, but, you know, you can't just all of a sudden eat an apple one day and expect you're going to look like the beauty queen.
Right. Makes sense. Okay. Our producer who does all of our website, social media, all of those different things, producer Ann with us as well. You've got a question for Nicolette. Ann, go ahead and ask. You're welcome to be here. Thank you.
Hi. Yeah, thank you.
Hi,
I recently did a food test, the gut biome and all that. And it came back and it said I should not eat blueberries or raspberries because those carry a plant virus that my system doesn't like. So I took, and I ate a lot of that, and I shouldn't eat spinach for kind of the same reason. And those are two really good, the blueberries and the raspberries are like you were talking about with the skin. So if you went to a supplement form, would you still get the same benefit, or is that something somebody like me should just not even go with?
A lot of these, so-called studies are really, we're on the cusp of something what's called nutrigenomics. And we have not fully delineated, you know, what the perfect nutrient profile is with folks. My guess is that it's going to go based on what the ideology is in our culture. But when I come across things like allergy testing and the like, I'm sorry, the research is not there to support a food avoidance like that. So I'd like to counsel you and open up your diet. Unless you have a severe allergy all of a sudden, then it would be more widespread and very noticeable. So I don't think you need to go there.
All right. Okay.
Does that
thank
help?
You. That
and,
was
and,
it.
And
yeah.
Of course, I've got all her info too, Ann, that I can give you, and you guys can even talk directly.
You can try it and see if you have an effect, like soon thereafter. You know.
Well, I quit eating it, and I did notice like how some days you would just look puffy. That kind of went away, but I also cut dairy out at the same time. So because that was like a food that I should avoid. But I did notice some difference by cutting those things out. Well, but I know there's some real benefits in the blueberries and raspberries that I didn't really want to give up. So,
well, but I understand. And dairy does have has some validity to it. And we've known this for a while, producing mucus and can, you know, cause a puffiness. So maybe it's that and not the blueberries.
Right. So I think I'll go back to my berries, not the dairy, and see.
Try it out. A little bit of the thyme.
Yeah.
Oh, great question. No, and thank you. And again, I can get you Nicolette's info as well. And Nicolette, thank you. That's a great answer. And by the way, I think there's lots of people out there that have similar stories that, in fact, the phone's ringing again as we speak. I guarantee you there's more stories than that along those same lines. So question I have, Nicolette, is I know it's not an exact science, but I also know that there's individuals like yourself that have been in this for a very long time. Why isn't it more of an exact science? And why is it such a sort of an obscure thing when folks go, like Ann just did a moment ago, they get these tests done and they get this absolute, don't do this in the future. Why is it that way?
Well, some of it has to do with a monetary, end game,
okay.
I have to say. Once you present something to somebody and like, oh, and you cause fear and all of a sudden, well, this will fix. And next thing you know, you're purchasing a big bottle of something or other. That's very disconcerting to me. And out of the, 75,000 patients that I've treated, I went there and I had a hair analysis and I can't eat this, I can't eat that. In pure medical nutrition, we are very, very conservative when we eliminate anything from a diet, unless it is going to produce a severe allergic type thing. It's not arbitrary. And, out of the millions of diets out there that are deciding your blood type can't handle this or this can't handle that, it's a selling point. And what it does do is it makes, eating properly and healthy very challenging.
Yeah,
and
it
causes a lot of stress with people.
Agree.
So it's so burdensome already. I mean, people have a hard time just reading the nutrition facts label.
Exactly.
Now we can't eat this on this day or this
right.
day.
Right.
Right.
No. Great point. Great point. David's calling in with a question as well. David, you're on with Nicolette Pace. Go ahead, sir.
Got a question for the lady. You hear advertised all these Texas superfood and all these. You take the. I forget what the other one is. It's real popular.
Oh, there's Super Beets. There's this. There's that. There's all sorts of things.
Well, you take the red, the green, and the yellow capsules 3 times, 4 times a day. Do those have any value as far as the vitamin aspect of it and doing your body any good?
Well, it's coming from basic principles of, and I've always been an advocate of this, within the plant regimen, it's the pigment that really is the powerhouse. And it's not just the one exclusive pigment, but it's the pigments that are acting in concert or in synergy with one another. And when, marketers come along and they extract, beet powder or whatever it is, they're ignoring the other benefits to that actual plant when you consume it. So it is based on, yes, the white vegetables have, a certain amount of antioxidant quality, so does the purple, et cetera. But once we started extracting it and turning it into a pill or a powder, you're missing the whole point. And frankly, we have to eat. You got to think of that. We have to eat. We can't just live on pills.
Correct. Correct.
And food is delicious, and I don't know why we fight with it so much. I think because we want to be better, we want to do better, and we're afraid, and we want it all to go away very quickly. And it's very easy to just take a pill, et cetera. And on top of that, with vitamins that's over the counter, people feel uncommonly. They take extra.
Right.
And they don't even realize it. They're getting into toxic territory with that.
Okay. David, does that help answer your question?
It's great, John. Thanks for your
thank
time.
Thank you very much, David. I appreciate it. Nicolette, again, I think you just hit on something else that sometimes we all, especially now, and I'll be the first to admit it, with everything that's gone on last, 18 to 20 months with COVID and people trying to stay healthy, and there's all sorts of different opinions on, vaccines and not and so on. I get into a lot of that here on a regular basis, but, and just everybody knows, and I'll continue to reiterate this, I am a choice individual. If you'd like to get the vaccine, you think it's best for you, great. I'm not. I don't need it. And I don't want to be forced to do that, Nicolette. I'm just one of those individuals where you do what you feel is best for you. That's partially why you're on with us, because what you're hitting on really covers the same thing. Yet, I go back to, we see all of this different stuff that's out there. David just said it a moment ago. You see all these ads coming into your inbox. They're on TV. They're on the radio. Your head just starts to spin. And I like you, I'm afraid at the end of the day, folks are probably ingesting things even in a supplement form that they may very well not need.
Yes. And people don't realize it. People are taking supplemental copper or colloidal silver. That has an interference with other minerals in the body. I can't tell you how many patients I've dealt with where some people used to come in with shopping bags full of everything under the sun. And it's a desire to want, nothing wrong with that, to be healthy and do the best that you can. Some of the profile of people that I've dealt with have come from a scare, cancer or something, and they become ultra focused on, organic, and it's just ignoring so many other things. And they are really victimized by, the purveyors that are, getting you to, purchase stuff. And it always starts the same way. It comes out with creating a need or some level of fright. And then, you get the hook and you come in and this will take care of everything. And, you can get, 10 bottles for $10 or whatever it is. But food is here for a reason. Every plant has useful benefits. And why we're running and most of the stuff is just lab created from regular food that doesn't even look like food anymore. It's made in the lab. It's a high temperature process. It's sent through like a Play-Doh machine, which changes the protein structure. And people would be better off, plus save a lot of money, is going back to really, what we have on this planet. That's everything. Like herbs, regular herbs. It's the smallest amount that you need, and it does a tremendous benefit. Mm. Not to take oregano oil, just use oregano,
No, it all makes sense. This is great. I appreciate you joining us. Her website for everybody listening, Nutrisource.org, Nutrisource.org. And again, I think really what it really boils down to, Nicolette, is, and you are right in line with a lot of the other folks that I interview on a regular basis because it's kind of how I want to do things, is there needs to be this balance across the board, as I said earlier, that you can't be, too heavy in one area and not enough in another. I mean, we can't live on just fruits. We can't live on just vegetables. We can't live on just protein. I mean, the reality is there needs to be a balance throughout. And to your point a moment ago, you're right. It's not easy. We see so many things out there and hear so many things, and we're inundated with all of this, I'll just say what it is, Nicolette, garbage that just comes at us. Sometimes it's even garbage science where people's heads are spinning. They have no idea what to do next.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've treated everybody in every age spectrum, from infants to older adults. And what gets me crazy with older adults is they come in and they are burdened. They're like, my doctor says I can't have broccoli. My doctor says I can't have this. I have this. They're left with nothing. And on top of that, this is an older individual who is suffering what we call sarcopenia because they have a loss of muscle. And so far, they wiped out the last pleasure that they may, in fact, have. Hmm. And none of this is even valid. I mean, Coumadin and the other stuff. No, this is old stuff. It's past.
All right, Nicolette, I appreciate it very much. It's Nutrisource.org. Thanks for joining us. We'll have you back.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next, folks. Get your vehicle in. Get it handled. There's up to a $70 rebate when it comes to Cooper tires, a set of four, and they sell those to you at cost as well. Plus, they can do anything else your vehicle needs. KLZradio.com, 303-841-1071.
Extreme Auto Repair protects you. This is not the year to wait until the last minute for repairs, because everything's backed up. You try to get your vehicle in for maintenance the day before a snowstorm, you may be out of luck. Extreme Auto Repair in Parker wants to help you maintain your vehicle before winter. So right now, they're not raising prices. Their leadership team has committed to a temporary pricing freeze to protect their customers. Thanks to their remarkable diligence, the team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker has managed to keep turnaround times relatively short. They're spending big chunks of their day, every day, calling distributors around the country to hunt down parts for their customers. Just one of the reasons we're proud to promote them on KLZ. Now, to help you get ready for winter, they're committing to a pricing freeze so you can afford to maintain your vehicle. Call them now, 303-841-1071. Extreme Auto Repair in Parker. Promises made, promises kept.
All right, Al Smith, who is our financial guru here at KLZ 560. Anything you need when it comes to your financial future, what to do, where to go, what money to invest, and so on, he is your guy. Find him at klzradio.com. He's also got a stress test of your current plan if you have one, and if not, he needs to help you get one. 303-744-1128.
Saving for retirement is not the same thing as having a retirement plan. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, helps people near and in retirement who have already saved up the money they need, but who haven't really thought about what comes next. You wouldn't hop in the car for a two-week vacation with no destination in mind. You wouldn't hire a new employee without a job description. You shouldn't retire without a clear idea about how you're going to collect the money you've been diligently saving all your adult life. As soon as you retire, your focus shifts from saving money to making money last. Your risk tolerance changes. You need a financial advisor who specializes in wealth preservation, not wealth accumulation. Set up a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money, and Al Smith will help you create a plan. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
You couldn't pay me enough to go up in space. If I was told your entire team, everybody would be put in a gulag for a year if you don't go up into space, I'd have to say I hope they get 3 square meals a day. Hope that gulag is air conditioned.
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
All right, Absolute Heating and Air is up next. You heard those guys earlier. Anything you need when it comes to your boiler, your electrical, your heating system, you name it, they're there for you. And don't forget to call in and ask about the Absolute Advantage membership, which I'll give you a little hint. It's free. Just call them and ask about it. 720-526-0231 or klzradio.com.
Make your life more convenient. You just found out that in order to install a new appliance in your home, you need a new electrical panel. Your current panel isn't safe or energy efficient, so it can't support the additional load. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air makes an inconvenient situation simpler. The live chat feature at AbsoluteFix.com stays active 24/7, 365, so you can schedule your estimate with a real human being at midnight on a Saturday. You get a 2-hour time window for your appointment, so you don't need to wait around all day for a technician to arrive. 30 minutes before your appointment, you get a text message with a photo and a bio of your technician, so you know who's coming into your home. Then, 15 minutes after they leave, you get a phone call asking how they could have provided an even better experience. Make your life easier. Schedule an estimate with Absolute Electrical Heating and Air at AbsoluteFix.com.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, folks, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And one quick thing I wanted to get in here, I'll probably come back and talk about this a little bit later in the program, but I've been to several events now at Ball Arena with different things that are going on there, you know, business-wise with my other business. And I will tell you that, surprisingly, there hasn't been a lot of mask Nazis running around. It's actually been very nice to go. Yeah, you kind of got to wear one to get in the door, but after that, nobody's running around telling you whether you should or shouldn't have one on. I see people wearing them. I see people not wearing them. I'm fine with that. Well, there's an article out today on Fox 31 News where there's now Karens out there complaining that Ball Arena is not enforcing their mask policy enough. again, the killjoys are always out there trying to screw it up for everybody else. Again, I'll come back and talk about that more in this next hour, so don't go anywhere. Hour two is next. Richard Battle's going to join us. Don't forget National Crawford Roundtable tonight at 6. Otherwise, we'll be right back. Hour two, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush is next. KLZ 560.